It's Marley the Kid. We got another one.
Yeah.
Time and ability plus double capacity has forced my pen to dance automatically on this benedicted sheet of paper. I hope you're swimming in the wonderful pool of Mr. Health there. I am also perambulating in the cool breeze of wellness here. Sweet pie, the reason why this miraculous thing is happening is because, honey, I love you spontaneously, and as I stand horizontally parallel to the wall and vertically perpendicular to the ground now, I only think of you since you are a fantastic and fabulous girl put together as fantabulous. I implore you to decipher this anthem of love oozing out from the innermost pendulum of my thoracic cavity. Darling, please stop haranguing with the feelings in my heart, because I love you more than a snake loves rats. To me, each day I start by dreaming of you. Each time I see you, my metabolism suddenly halts and my peristalsis goes in reverse gear. My medulla oblongata also ceases functioning. Crazy, 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 you may say, but this is very veritable. If only you knew what is going on in my encephalon, you'll prostrate. That's why I need you to see you vis-a-vis soon for a better elucidation through tete-a-tete. No hyperbole and onomatopoeia, simple candidness. Only you and me are protagonists in this subtle affair. As I coagulate and cogitate and ruminate over the last episode, I genuflex before the omnipotent and implore him to let this affair emulsify. By the way, I was bamboozled, initiated, and exhilarated, and left in a state of prolonged euphoria by the contents of your missive, which was quite edifying and exalting. I left my biochemistry in a paradise-like equilibrium. Empirically speaking, I love you chemically. I don't ever want to see gloom and doom looming over you, my dear. Yeah. Yeah. Marley the Kid. We are